We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Is the director of communications for the Trump campaign, Tim Murtaugh. Because of yesterday being a holiday, we're having him on today. Tim, good morning. How's it going?
Good morning, Gary. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I am as well. So yesterday being Memorial Day, President Trump got a chance to do something that is very presidential, laying a wreath at Arlington National Cemetery and then speaking at Fort McHenry. Always good to have a chance to, not that he doesn't appear presidential regularly, but that's a day where you definitely see the president looking presidential. Yet the Democrats only saw that he wasn't wearing a mask.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit absurd. Of course, the president has been following the science and following the advice of Dr. Fauci and other medical experts. And look, he's perfectly fine. And in fact, you know, when he's doing things like that, he's already socially distancing because he and the First Lady are there and pretty well separated from everybody. But look, Americans want to see their president out leading and doing things that a president does. And of course, that's going to Arlington Cemetery and laying a wreath on Memorial Day. And the Democrats just can't even stand it. You know, they can't stand Trump when he's doing things that only he can do. And they can't stand it when he does things that every president does. So, you know, the guy, if he says up, the Democrats and the media say down. And you just have to press on and not worry about that.
Obviously, I saw where the president got a chance for the first time in several months to get out and play golf and get some exercise this weekend. And, of course, he got criticized for that, too.
Yeah, I mean, that's a little bit silly. You know, he hadn't been golfing in about 2 months. And just that last week, you know, the Democrats are always saying, listen to the experts, listen to the science. Well, Dr. Fauci told Americans last week that Memorial Day was a good time to get outside, get some fresh air, get some exercise. And he specifically mentioned golf as a good activity to do over Memorial Day weekend. So the president goes golfing, as President Obama did before him and President Bush did before him and as lots of presidents have done. He did it. And, of course, the Democrats have lost their mind. And it doesn't, like I just said, it does not matter what the guy does. They're going to criticize him. And so you just have to put it out of your mind and go ahead about your business leading the country.
Obviously, it's follow the science unless it doesn't fit our purposes, and then we're going to criticize you.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's always been the case. You know, the president has said all along that, you know, we can't just leave the economy closed indefinitely. We have to get the American economy back open again. And following the science, you know, there are ways that you can do that safely. States like Florida are proving that you can do that. Governor DeSantis down in Florida is having great success. Look, contrast that with Governor Cuomo in New York, who has a far higher rate of cases of coronavirus and also deaths from coronavirus, never even mind what he did to the nursing homes up there and the astronomical deaths in nursing homes because they were forced to take in COVID patients. And so, you know, you've got to get the economy open again, and there's a safe way to do it. And the Democrats are dead set against it. Democrats in Washington, Joe Biden and Democrat governors. And there really can be only one explanation for that. And that's politics, because you can see governors across the country, Republican governors, opening their states and having success and people maintaining safe existences. And so it can be done. And sure, of course, it's politics over science for the Democrats, even though they say the opposite.
We're talking to Tim Murtaugh, the director of communications for the Trump campaign. Reopening going on across the country and accelerated in some of the more, shall we say, Republican states. This has been a message the president's really been on for the last month or so, that we need to get the country back open. And the evidence is showing that that is the right thing to do.
Absolutely, it's the right thing to do, and it's the necessary thing to do. Our economy, and no economy really, but especially the American economy, which is built on the spirit and ingenuity of Americans and entrepreneurship, we are not built to stay closed for 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, a year. Some people are talking 18 months of shutting down. Well, that's just silly. If you shut an economy down and have it lie dormant for an extended period of time, it comes with significant health risks of its own, known health problems that we will get. Never mind, we see the suicide rate skyrocketing now because people are in despair, and some of that is economic pressure on people. We know that to be the case. And so we have got to get the economy moving again. President Trump had engineered the greatest economy that anyone in America had ever seen, and then it was artificially interrupted by the coronavirus. He's the guy to get it back on track again. We've got to get the economy reopened again, do it safely, and we know we can do that.
It has been good to see the economy in some sectors bouncing back with this, with some of the reopening as well.
Yeah, and that is going to happen. You know, in some industries and some tech sectors, it'll happen more quickly than others. And we know that there are going to be some businesses who are not able to survive. A lot of people didn't have 2 or 3 months of cash reserves to make it through having their doors closed. But let's remember, look, the economy was effectively switched off. The customer base for all these businesses was taken away completely, 100% in most cases. Now, that is a dramatic, traumatic event for any economy, and for the American economy, especially built on the entrepreneurship and the number of small businesses that we have, people who may not have that financial cushion to stay closed for that amount of time. It's why we got to get it back open. And when we do, and the businesses that are able to crank back up again, I think you'll see the consumers come in. They're eager to go. People are tired of being at home. They want to go out. They want to go to restaurants. They want to spend their money. They want to get back in. And I think, as the president says, when you see the economy begin to recover, it's going to take off like a rocket ship.
Tim, let me ask you about the convention scheduled for August in Charlotte, or will it be in Charlotte?
Well, you know, the president, rattled his sword yesterday and said that he would consider moving the convention. Of course, he's the incumbent president of the United States, and he'll be our nominee. And so he, of course, his opinion matters just a little bit. I would just not go beyond what the president said. He's a little bit frustrated with the folks in North Carolina and Charlotte, and he wants to put on a good show, and he wants to leave his options open, and he reserves the right to, frankly, go somewhere else.
Okay, well, always great to catch up with you. Great stuff, and John, we'll talk to you again next Monday.
Sure thing, Gary. Good talking to you.
You too. That's Tim Murtaugh, the Director of Communications for the Trump campaign.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.